Welcome back, everyone, to another recording of the Transformers Reanimated podcast. Today, we'll be reading issue 14, A Swarm of Mike Seiberts. I mean, a swarm of bumblebees. With me today is Ryan from the Autopod Decepticast. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, I'm Dynamite. I'm here in my basement, and it's cold, and it's December, and I'm not going anywhere, and I love it.
Do you have a bat against the door?
I have all my traps set, Home Alone style, and nobody's getting in this piece.
Fantastic. Mr. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Are you ready to reprise your role as Bumblebees?
Yes, and thank you for having me back to reprise yet again. And if this is your first episode of Transformers Reanimated, you out there listening in listener land, I'm sorry. Because much like last episode, there's going to be a ton of Mike Seibert. And hopefully all of my Mike Seibertronians have made their way over there. And you like what
is
we do.
Is that what your fans are called?
This is way too much.
I was going to say, Mike Seibertronians.
That's great.
Yeah.
I just made that up like 2-3 days ago. I saw on Facebook that Stan Bush is soliciting like podcasters and content creators. Actually, it seems kind of sad actually when you read it out loud, but he's like, I've got a new record coming out and I'm just hoping to get on a bunch of podcasts and do a bunch of interviews. So if you got a show, hit me up at this email. We'll see if we can get something arranged. I sent him an email and I haven't heard anything back yet. So maybe Stan Bush will be on my show. I don't know. But anyway, so I put it out to my audience. I was like, hey, Mike Seibertronians, do you think I should actually reach out to Stan Bush and ask him if he wants to be on an episode of Mike Seibert Radio? And and my buddy Greg and a couple other folks came out as well and just said a resounding yes exclamation point. So I went ahead and sent that email because, you know, I am on my podcast, Mike Seibert Radio. I interview independent artists. And really what I like to do is put a spotlight on independent projects. So like, you know, folks have asked me, it's like, well, you know, how come you haven't interviewed this person or why don't you ask that person? And for me, at least I found that, I need something to promote. Like I don't want to just hit somebody up just for the hell of it, just to say, oh, hey, well, let's just jump on my show and have an interview. I mean, it's like, I'm sure it would be great fun, but like, for example, when Flint Dilley put out his book last summer, that was my chance. I was like, I've been wanting to talk to this guy. Now I have an opportunity. He agreed to be on my show, and it was a fun ass episode. Incredibly cool dude to talk to. Likewise, you know, when I helped Aaron with the Ron Friedman interview, you know, he had that new book, which is impenetrable.
Really, I was gonna say, if there's any precedent, if you get Stan Bush on your show, the precedent is just like, if Mike gets somebody on their show, then we reach out and they're like, well, you can probably get somebody on Autopod Decepticast.
Exactly. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it just popped into my head. I'm just like, you know, I guess I'll call us something. I guess we're Mike Seibertronians now.
Love it.
I don't know.
Okay.
And that was certainly a lot of words.
This is
going to
be a fun one.
Greg, how's the future?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's still here. Okay. I don't have Cybertronians. But yeah.
You have warmth.
The Greg
heat.
Cybertronians.
Yeah. We have a name for our unfunny Nerd Tangent fans since it abbreviates to UNT, but you can figure it out.
Fantastic. It's a family show.
It is.
Yeah, check it out. Why are you being so coy, like G-rated now?
Oh.
Do episodes happen to drop on Tuesday by chance?
Oh, they should.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom.
We'll see. We'll see. There's a whole ad campaign down here. It's like, we'll see you in the NT, being the Northern Territory. And there's stickers. And, oh, and sure, it's like, sure, see you in the NT. It's fucking great.
Dude, Australia is so awesome.
I'll start and send them to
you. We gotta fucking go, man.
I can't wait.
Boys, do you hear what I'm hearing? Road trip.
Yes.
You can't drive here.
We can drive to the East Coast and fly. Don't kill my dreams.
You're not the Autobots. You can't just drive overseas.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, no problem for the Autobots.
Attach some skis to my minivan.
Yeah. That'd be the newest part on it.
Oh shit.
Before we jump into
perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I like your I hear your van's fun, Ryan. Please don't take offense.
It is nothing but not fun and horrible to actually own, but amusing to talk about.
And that's the sound of everyone tuning out. Thank you and good night. Cut print.
Well, fuck off then.
Yeah. TransformersReanimated.com.
Yeah. See you in the NT.
All right. Before we start the reading of issue 14, A Swarm of Bumblebees, let's take a minute to admire Dan Hanna's fucking amazing out of nowhere cover, homaging some Doom artwork, Optimus Prime slicing up bumblebees as if there's no tomorrow. And Greg rubbing into my face that he gets to kill Bumblebee, and I don't.
Yes. Over and over and over and over again.
I am a big, big fan of KC Collar, but I think if I were a betting man, I really think Dan Hanna really brings home the G1 cartoon look and feel like a king. Ryan, you're an artist. One artist to another, what are your thoughts?
No, yeah, I totally agree. Like, I love that art. First of all, it's never a bad time to watch somebody, especially Optimus Prime, dismantling a bunch of bees. But it is very, it always feels very G1 centric and kind of like just an outgrowth of the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being a fan of Dan Hanna's stuff, like, way back in the day, like, going back to, like, oh, I don't know, like, mid-2000s. Like, even, I want to say even before IDW 1 took off, he had pieces in a fan art book put out by Image Comics called Transformers Genesis. And he had a lot of, like, you know, super G1 cartoon aesthetic. And so, yeah, I followed his stuff really closely, and I'm a huge fan. And I love this piece, but I also love the way you guys positioned and promoted this story as well, because, you know, kind of like ahead of the story without context, it's just Bumblebee getting chopped in half, and it's like, oh my goodness, am I out of a job on Transformers Reanimated? Is this the end of Bumblebee? What's going to happen?
Download the comic to find out, because we're not recording it today. Good night!
TransformersReanimated.com.
Yeah, like we did sort of, we spoke about, like, what do we want to do? It's like, oh, I want to see, like, a whole heap of bumblebees, like, just getting mashed to bits or, like, just blown apart. Like, so you think, like, one, why is there so many of them, and two, like, why are the Autobots, like, destroying them? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So then we sort of looked for, like, image reference type of things, and we came across, like, the Conan cover, and I was like, yeah, like that, like, that's what we want. That it could be Prime with his Energon axe, like, that'd be awesome, you know. Which is why in this cover, yes, he is holding the Energon axe, it's not coming out of his wrist, but that's because it was the homage to the Conan cover. So, yeah.
I will say, as somebody, again, like, I love it when people call me an artist, which I guess technically I've been paid for art, so I am an artist.
There you go.
the like I'm big into hands and like the hand of Optimus Prime like choking Bumblebee. I love that image, like not only because the hand is awesome and the expression on B there is awesome, but it just struck me as such a like, oh, what a wonderful image. I love this.
My favorite thing is like you've got all the bees running towards him. You can just hear it, like just that whole like rubble, 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 you know. But then there's that one in the bottom right corner who's just turned around like, ah, like, yes. What yep. the fuck? Yeah. Which if you look at the Conan cover, each one of the, they are literally counterparts to everything in that. So there is a like a zombie nice. Skeleton that's turning back to the reader, and there is one that's being sort of choked out by Conan and stuff like that. So, yeah, Dan nailed it for sure. So, and we think like if you saw that on the shelf, I'm sure you'd have a second look at it. Be like, what the fuck? Oh, why is there so many bumblebees and why is Optimus Prime the one destroying them? Yeah.
So. Well, this was written in a time where I kept hearing people saying, I'm so sick of bumblebees. Like, I'm not going to buy anything with another bumblebee on it. And I'm like, challenge accepted, motherfucker.
Well, and I like, and we've talked about this so many times with regards to the Transformers reanimated covers, but I will always hammer home that I love, not only is this such a striking piece, but it has something to do with the fucking story within.
Yes.
You know, it's not just like a cool composition or, you know, or just some wacky variant. It's like it's in that classic Marvel style where this is like, you know, something in spirit of the story that we're about to go over.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, this would be a cool idea. Imagine if like Optimus Prime was fighting off a whole swarm of bumblebees. Yeah, we should put that on the cover. All right, so what will the story be? Oh no, you can't write that as a story. Like, oof, don't put on the cover then. So
Mike, you get us.
Yeah, man. I know what's up. Fair amount of transforming, too. But I want to be gentle with that jar of worms that I'm flirting with opening here. We like our comic books.
All right. Without adoing any further. Page one, panel one, exterior, near Mount St. Hilary, afternoon. Bumblebee in Volkswagen mode speeds through the surrounding desert, heading towards the Autobot Ark. And its mountainous home in the distance. Bumblebee.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm glad to be home.
Panel 2, interior. Bumblebee's car interior. Spike sits with Carly in the front of Bumblebee's Volkswagen mode. Spike. No kidding. Fighting off Insecticons at the mall wasn't my idea of a perfect date. Carly.
I know what you mean, Spike. If it wasn't for Vincenzo's pizza, I don't know if I'd ever go back to that place again.
Bumblebee, off panel.
Well, we're safe and sound now as I go wash out my seats.
Go listen to episode 13.
Yes.
Yes.
I will say as well that a quick sort of, I don't know, what do you call it? Peek behind the curtain. But like, this isn't technically a part two. As in, like, you know, you have Megatron's Master Plan, Part 1, Part 2, Dinobot Island, Part 1, Part 2. But because obviously the events of this happen after our last issue, which was the whole Insecticons in the food court kind of thing, where something weird does happen to Bumblebee. But it was kind of inspired by the cartoon itself, because there are a couple episodes like that. Like, there's one called The Gambler, where... Optimus Prime and Smokescreen and Inferno and a couple of guys go off into space, and then at the end of the episode they're kind of still in space. And then you get that Child's Play episode, which is the one where they're essentially on a planet with this humongous, like, giant alien kid, and he uses the Transformers as toys. But that's kind of like the follow-up episode. So it's like, yeah, okay, it's not a part two, but it's like, well, and then this happened. So it does have a little bit of continuity. So this is kind of our version of that, rather than just being like Bumblebee Part 1, Part 2.
Yeah, well, it's again serialized in the same way that pretty much all comic books do that. Like, it's just like, this is the continuation of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new separate adventure, but there's connective tissue there. And I appreciate all of you guys going out of your way to do all this legwork to explain my out of context reference to aggressive fucking in the back of Bumblebee there. Because like I'm just imagining that it'd just be like that scene out of Titanic, right? Where it's just all foggy and just like a sweat smeared handprint slaps up against Bumblebee's window. Yeah, I've thought about this way too much.
Except it would be Spike's hand, but no.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it's happened already.
Oh no.
I've gotta go.
Alright, I'm done.
That's what she said.
Panel 3, exterior, the entryway to the Ark, afternoon. Bumblebee swerves out of the way to avoid a slew of Autobots, including Optimus Prime, Brawn, Huffer, Ironhide, Wheeljack, and Skids, as they hurriedly burst free of the Ark, all in their vehicle modes. Bumblebee.
Back home at the... Whoa! What the...
Panel 4. As Ironhide helps Bumblebee to his feet, Wheeljack does the same with Spike and Carly. Optimus Prime stands in the background, looking down at the narrowly avoided calamity. Ironhide.
Easy there, little buddy. Where were you going in such a hurry?
Bumblebee.
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Wheeljack.
We got a mission, B. Out at Cougar Dam. If you know what I'm talking about, Cougar Dam. It's like a bunch of middle-aged sweet ladies. What the fuck?
Well, Carly is old.
It is a real,
Spike so, is just throwing up.
It is a real. It is a real place.
Optimus Prime.
Shit. Indeed. The dam is in dire need of repairs. We are heading there now to assist the humans in fixing it and avoid a potential disaster. Also, Poontang. No, we looked it up. It is a real place. Cougar Dam.
Oh, all right.
Poontang, that's a real place.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Poontang, Wyoming. Oh, okay. And I'm going to get a t-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You could definitely tell this is the late show, the second.
Oh, yeah, because the one we recorded, number 13, was so mature, and it was like Masterpiece Theater.
You're a Masterpiece Theater. Ba, ba, ba.
Jesus Christ.
Panel 5. Jesus fuck you guys.
He's waiting for Prime.
He's like, we're on so page much. 2.
You've just run this thing right off the fucking rails.
Panel 5. Bumblebee looks up at his leader. Bumblebee.
Sounds good. Count me in, Optimus.
Page 2. Panel 1. Spike and Carly appear concerned as they reach out towards Bumblebee. Wheeljack looks on from the background. Spike.
I don't know, B. Are you sure you're up to it?
Carly.
I agree with Spike. Is it such a good idea to go off with a new adventure after that scuffle with the Insecticons?
Bumblebee.
What? No, really? I'm fine.
Wheeljack.
Insecticons? Ugh, I hate those things.
Panel 2. Bumblebee and Optimus Prime turn back toward the Ark as Red Alert dashes free of its entryway, his face full of anxiety. Behind Red Alert, he is joined by Sparkplug and Inferno. Red Alert.
Optimus Prime! Optimus Prime! We've got trouble! I mean, more trouble!
Holy shit.
Inferno.
Progresso Soup!
That was great.
Inferno. Also played by Mike.
Nope. Is it?
Oh, also played by... Oh, shit. Yeah. There's a raging fire out at Forest Park!
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, Mike.
Yeah, I love it.
Also a real place. Get more creative with your place names, America. So I don't know, we'll call it Forest Park.
You know American geography. Congratulations.
No, I don't, but I don't want people...
The Indians so fast, Greg. We couldn't come up with names.
I had to look it up, but... because I don't know your geography, but Forest Park? Fuck me. I don't want people I didn't create that name.
This is called Tree Place.
Yeah. I'd have called them Chazwazzers.
Oh, we're heading out to the green place.
Panel 3, wide shot. Optimus Prime now stands between the two groups of Red Alert, Inferno, Sparkplug, and Ironhide, Bumblebee, Wheeljack. Spike and Carly stand with Bumblebee, dwarfed by all the Autobots except him.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime.
Nothing we can't handle. Inferno, take a team and put out that fire. The rest of us will continue towards Cougar Dam.
Damn,
it's my favorite. I want that on a shirt now.
Yes.
Optimus Prime. I'm driving to Cougar Dam.
Sparkplug. Yeah,
you kids go with Optimus. I'll tag along with Inferno and the others.
Spike.
You got it, Dad.
See, now Sparkplug should be going to Cougar Dam. He'd be like, oh, yeah.
It's true. He's a widower. Or,
that's right.
I mean, maybe he killed his wife. I don't know. What happened to Spike's mom?
That's another fucking script, Greg.
Jesus. All right.
There you go.
Give me a week.
Imagine it's a real Rick Dalton situation.
Whoa. Well, we could get Robert Snow. Oh, no. We can't. I was going to say, yeah, Ultra Magnus searching for, like, whatever happened to Sparkplug's wife?
Oh, no. Unsolved mysteries. I love it.
We still have no fucking idea where this person is.
Update.
Panel 4. Now again in their vehicle modes, Optimus Prime leads Ironhide, Bumblebee, and Wheeljack away from the Ark. Spike and Carly can be seen within Bumblebee's cabin. Behind them, at the Ark's entryway, Inferno stands with Red Alert and Sparkplug. Ironhide.
Red Alert, I'm going with Prime. You stay here and monitor Teletran 1 for any more emergencies.
Red Alert.
Me? Sure. No problem. No problem.
Optimus Prime.
Autobots, roll out to Cougar Dam.
Panel 5, exterior. Near Mount St. Hilary, afternoon. The Autobots are gone. The afternoon sun continues to bathe the now silent, wide open, and empty plains with its warmth.
I will say that line, that description is very evocative and poetic. I enjoyed that a great deal.
You like that one?
I did. Mm-hmm. It made me feel right there in the New Mexico Mesa.
Funnily enough, Mount St. Hilary, not a real place.
Oh.
Yet it has a more creative name than real places.
Forest Park.
Yeah, it'd be like Rock Mountain. Mount St. Tall Hill. With cougars.
Like panel proper six.
Cougars, because, you know.
That's enough, you.
Cut his mic.
Panel 6, on the horizon, a small, yellow Volkswagen appears heading towards the Ark.
Huh?
Page 3, panel 1, exterior, the entryway to the Ark, afternoon. At the Ark's entryway, the Volkswagen transforms into another Bumblebee. However, now that he's closer, we can tell this other Bumblebee seems a little different. His yellow colors are slightly off, almost amber in appearance. Other Bumblebee.
Home, sweet home.
Holy fuck.
Who's creeped out?
Get an axe.
Terrifying.
I have the opposite of a hard on, Mike.
He's gone full soft on.
Not even a quarter chub?
No. Gross, no.
Flaccid.
Panel 3. The other Bumblebee moves into the Ark's entryway. Other Bumblebee.
I wonder if Spike and Carly came back here after the mall. I thought they'd wait for me after all. We were just attacked by the Insecticons.
It's the Bumblebee version of Drunk Riker. slow down.
Panel three. Panel three. Close on other Bumblebee's face. His eyes have switched from Autobot blue to a sickly green. And a flurry of sparks has appeared above his horns. Other Bumblebee.
I thought we were friends.
You went full Mark Hamill there, buddy.
Credits.
Panel four. The other Bumblebee has now returned to normal. His eyes are blue once more, and there are no signs of those whirring sparks. He walks into the Ark. Other Bumblebee.
Hello? Spike? Carly? You guys in here?
You kind of sound like the guy from Twin Peaks who's like talking backwards. Sometimes
yes.
My arms bend backwards.
Yep.
You freaked us all out, which means you're doing a good job.
Yes.
Panel 5, interior. The Autobot Ark, main control room. Red Alert moves towards the other Bumblebee, befuddled. Red Alert.
The Bumblebee? What are you doing here? I thought you went with Optimus Prime and the others. He's trying to take my job. Why are you taking my job?
Stay here.
Comes and goes.
Other Bumblebee.
Optimus Prime? No, I just got back from the human mall. You won't believe the weird day I've had.
Have you ever been to a truck stop?
I love the term human mall. Like,
yeah.
That's what other kind of mall? It just made me think of, like, I think it was, God, our episode, like, two of our podcast when we, the yes. Lithonians, like, they, mm-hmm. It looks like when you first introduce them, they're in a shopping mall. There's escalators and shit.
Yeah.
It's a non-human mall.
That kid is back on the escalator. Quick aside, Ryan, that between that and the Lithonian Space Wizards, that's what cemented me as a lifelong listener.
Well, I'm glad.
I loved it.
I'm glad we peaked so early.
And marvelous. Look. It's yes. Unicron.
Marvelous. My God.
Marvelous. Yep.
Panel 6. Red Alert scratches his head with confusion. The other Bumblebee reacts in anger as Ratchet enters the frame. Red Alert?
Weird. Wait, what? Are you sure you didn't?
Try to take my job. Fucking scab.
Other Bumblebee.
What are you blathering about, Red Alert? Don't you think I would know where I've been?
It's like a record player that can't maintain speed.
Yeah, it's very unsettling. It's a very it's the audio equivalent of an uncanny valley.
Yes. Also, not a real place.
Onward to uncanny.
I'm going to put that in a script now. We've got to get to uncanny valley.
Bump 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 bump.
Ratchet.
Whoa. Take it easy, Bumblebee. Are you all right?
Page 4, panel 1. Ratchet places a hand on the other Bumblebee's shoulder to calm him, while Red Alert stands in the background, seemingly talking to himself and looking at his fingers as though trying to confirm his reality. Greg had so much fun with Red Alert.
Oh, yeah. He's the best. This also plays into the next episode where he's paranoid as fuck.
Yes.
Other Bumblebee.
Sorry, Ratchet. I do feel a bit weird, to be honest.
Well, now he's drunk.
See, now we should have had... This is where you need a beachcomber to come in and be like, hey, you've been into my stash.
Hey, man, it's going to be cool. Here's some orange slices. Everything's going to be cool, baby.
Yeah. Don't fall asleep.
He's got a golden hand.
Ratchet.
Ratchet.
Hey, forget it. Let's get you into the med bay. A good recharge will make all the difference.
Panel 2, close on Ratchet. Ratchet.
It'll give me a chance to test out Wheeljack's new rejuvenation treatment.
Oh, one more time.
It'll give me a chance to test out Wheeljack's new rejuvenation treatment.
That's a pretty good Ratchet, because Ratchet.
Okay. I
like it because
to make him nasal.
Ratchet doesn't have any kind of like out and out, like no. voice like no. nothing sort of, you know, like Wheeljack's like, yeah, I don't know, it just blew up, like, but like he does it. Ratchet's just kind of like, I'm a doctor, let me do things. So, no.
Yeah, he's just it's just kind of indifferent grump.
It's like,
yeah,
whoever does his voice, that's just their voice. He's just sort of, yeah.
Panel 3, Ratchet leads the other Bumblebee off toward the left of frame as Red Alert moves towards Teletran 1 in the background. Other Bumblebee.
Sounds good to me. A rest and recharge is just what I need after fighting off those Insecticons.
Ratchet.
The Insecticons? I hate those things.
Panel 4. Red Alert stands before Teletran 1 and its data screen. Its digital imagery displays a picture of Optimus Prime, Wheeljack, and Huffer at Cougar Dam. Red Alert.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
No B.
Panel 5. Now Red Alert looks at the image of Forest Park, currently on fire. Everything's fine.
This is fine.
Now Red Alert looks at the image of Forest Park, currently on fire, yet being attended by two... God damn it. Yet being attended to by Inferno and the Protectobots, Hotspot and Groove. Red Alert.
Not here either!
Panel 6. Red Alert turns to look over his shoulder at Ratchet and the other Bumblebee as they exit the room through one of the adjoining doors. Once again, Red Alert's face portrays his confusion. Red Alert.
Weird. I could have sworn...
Page 5, Panel 1, Interior, Ratchet's Medbay. Caption, minutes later. Inside Ratchet's treatment center, the other Bumblebee now lays on a metallic recharge slab in the center of the room. Ratchet stands beside him, some sort of Cybertronian clipboard in his hands. Ratchet.
There we are, Bumblebee. Now just relax, and the new rejuvenation therapy will have you feeling ready to take on Megatron in no time.
Other Bumblebee.
I don't think I'll ever be ready for that.
So welcome to the world of Shatner.
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Yeah.
Taking this for a good, long, leisurely walk.
I love it.
Yeah. Dude, it works. It totally works. Like, you hamming it up is only making it better.
So it's amazing. I love it.
But at the end of this issue, never again, you hear. Panel 2. As the other Bumblebee lies on the slab, Ratchet attaches several medical conduits to his head and chest, particularly his nipples. Ratchet.
Don't sell yourself short, B. Wheeljack assures me this new rejuvenation therapy works by cloning healthy circuits to repair and restore the damaged ones. You'll be a new model in no time.
Panel 3. Ratchet steps back from the recharge slab as the other Bumblebee shorts out, causing his eyes to turn green once again as the now familiar sparks dazzle around his horns. Other Bumblebee. Can I just add a plop and flush?
I was going to say.
Yeah, there was a lot of
Panel
that.
4, all of Bumblebee's guts have dropped out of his asshole.
He wasn't any, now he's an outie. Ratchet.
Whoa. Where did that come from? Looks like I've got to you just in time.
Spike, we're going to need a mop and bucket, stat.
Probably we just dropped ass all over the med.
Man, does it reek.
Now it's a swarm of bumblebee shit.
Comes and goes, comes and goes.
Panel four. The other bumblebee has returned to normal. Now semi-conscious on Ratchet's slab. Ratchet.
Don't worry, B. You'll be okay. I promise. Get some rest and let the technology do its thing.
Panel 5. Ratchet approaches the exit to his medbay, only to be greeted by an anxious red alert.
Is there any red other kind of red alert?
Right? Calm and collected red alert, said
perfectly
nobody else.
Normal red alert.
Yeah.
Red alert.
What was that? I thought I heard something. Is he?
Ratchet.
He'll be fine. He just needs time to recuperate. He said he ran across the Insecticons today. Those guys will take the wind out of anyone's sails.
Panel 6, in the foreground, as the other bumblebee lies peacefully on his recharge slab, Ratchet and Red Alert exit the medbay in the background. Red Alert.
Insecticons? Ugh, I hate those things.
I like that you keep nailing that. That's
it's good stuff.
Panel 7, small insert panel, close on the other bumblebee as his eyes turn green once more, now accompanied by the customary sparks around his horns, which have begun to grow. What look like fangs have also started to protrude from his mouth. Other bumblebee.
A lot of uncomfortable mouth stuff.
I have a question. Is the the sparks on B's horns, is that at any way like some kind of sideways call to like Red Alert's sparkly things whenever he goes insane?
Or a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a bit of a, like, well, something's wrong. So,
yeah, I guess it is an obvious visual way to make him seem crazy, but I was just curious if that was in your mind when you wrote that.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, well, how else have they, implied that something's going wrong, but it's not.
Like, he could have showed up at the Ark covered in white extinguisher foam.
Yeah.
I'm a retardant fool.
I see Bumblebee's already been at Cougar Dam. The rest of us roll out.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, like, how else have they implied that something's going wrong without, it hasn't completely hit, the shit hasn't completely hit the fan yet. So, and that's what I thought. Oh, Red Alert. Well, yeah, he sort of freaked out, so.
Page 6, panel 1, exterior, Cougar Dam, Oregon, afternoon. Caption, Cougar Dam, Oregon. From behind, Optimus Prime stands with Bumblebee, Spike, and Carly, watching on as Huffer, Brawn, and Ironhide work on repairing the concrete dam wall in the background. That was a fucking breathful. Ironhide reaches up to fire liquid glue toward the large crack in the concrete.
Oh my God, so mature.
I'm here to get some of that uncanny valley.
While Brawn is standing on Huffer's shoulders to work on a separate cracked portion of the wall. Ironhide.
Hurry it up, you two. We can't take any chances that this damn wall breaks.
Brawn.
Hey, watch your language, Ironhide. Ha ha.
Oh, got the juke. Love it.
Huffer.
Yeah, it's easy for you. Not all of us were given the height you have. We weren't all so lucky.
Yes. Now see, much like Paranoid Red Alert is the best Red Alert, piece of shit Huffer is the best Huffer.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I'll just point out to myself that doing three voices in a row, not that easy.
No. Well, no, and distinctive, too. I mean, you fucking crushed it, dude. Also of note, all three of these characters are dead. Because normally with Huffer, I'm like, right. I'm glad he's dead. But, yeah, that's weird.
And Prime. Well, Prime's there, too. It's the
fucking spoilers.
It's the unlucky. It's the cursed. The cursed dam.
It's got a death curse.
Panel 2, Huffer looks back towards Bumblebee, who suddenly seems a little worse for wear. Huffer.
But at least I'm trying. What are you doing, Bumblebee?
Bumblebee.
I don't feel so good.
I'm in a bad place, man.
Panel 3, Spike and Carly move closer to Bumblebee, while Huffer continues to look on from the background. Spike.
Bee! Are you okay?
Spike is realizing he can't hold Bee up if he falls.
No.
Huffer.
He's faking. Just trying to avoid all the hard work.
Carly.
Seriously, Bumblebee, what's wrong?
Bumblebee.
DTs are a bitch, man. Yeah. It's like I said before, I feel weird, like I'm in two places at once.
Panel 4, Optimus Prime looks down at Bumblebee. Optimus Prime looks down as Bumblebee sits down, clutching his head. Optimus Prime.
Maybe you shouldn't have come with us, Bumblebee. You clearly aren't running at full capacity.
Bumblebee.
I'm okay, really. I'll just make sure to check in with Ratchet when we get back, okay?
Panel 5. Bumblebee collapses face first into the dirt as Spike and Carly react in shock. Spike.
Bumblebee!
Cut for commercial break. Panel 6. Small insert panel. Close on Huffer. Huffer.
Typical. Some boss, I tell ya.
Page 7. Panel 1. Interior. Ratchet's medbay. Close on the other Bumblebee, still lying on the recharge slab. Huffer, captioned.
All they want to do is lie about.
Panel 2. The other Bumblebee sits up, eyes green, horns blazing, with sparks. Behind him, alarms sound throughout the medbay. Other Bumblebee. We really needed to break up Bumblebee's lines between words spoken and grunts uttered.
Why?
And you wrote this shit for me to read, too.
It's perfect.
No, I did. Like, watch me make Mike say these things.
Panel 3, Ratchet and Red Alert enter the med bay. I almost want Ratchet and Red Alert enter, giggity, the med bay. Ratchet and
Red... now you're playing along.
Yeah. Ratchet and Red Alert enter the med bay to find the other Bumblebee shorting out once again, this time even worse than before. His fingers have developed vampirish claws, while his fangs have grown longer. His horns are now insect-like in appearance, almost like shrapnel's mandibles. Other Bumblebee.
Nerd! Kill! Kill! Kill!
Fuck, he said it 3 times, guys. He's serious.
Yeah. See, at this point, Red Alert would just blow his head off. His own head off. Just be like, I'm out.
Red Alert.
See? I told you I heard something!
Ratchet.
Settle down, Red. Bumblebee, what's happening to you? Okay.
The fuck?
What's wrong with your
Bumblebee,
face?
Bumblebee, what's happening to you? What the fucking shit?
Oh, Bumblebee, what's wrong with your face?
The after effects of Cougar Dam. That's what happened.
Yeah. Lord knows.
Are you guys itchy too?
Oh my God. Got bad case of scraplets.
Ooh. Ooh, that's
well
bold.
Done. Well done, yes.
It was either that or cosmic rust.
Panel 4, from behind Red Alert and Ratchet, 2 almost identical clones spawn free from the other Bumblebee with a flash of glowing green light. Their coloring is not quite right, however. One is a burnt orange and the other a pale mustard. Ratchet.
What on Cybertron?
Red Alert.
Doc, I have a sneaking suspicion that's not Bumblebee.
Now,
Greg, did you watch Gremlins right before writing this?
No, I didn't. This is yes. I honestly didn't, but now having watched Gremlins again recently when we did Unfunny Nerd Tangent, I can see it's definitely like a subconscious thing.
Okay.
Panel 5. Each of the three other bumblebees move towards Red Alert and Ratchet with sinister intent. Ratchet.
You know, Red, for once, I think you may be right.
Page 8. Panel 1, exterior, Forest Park, Oregon, aptly named. Afternoon. Caption, Forest Park, Oregon. Amidst a raging forest fire, Spark Plug sits inside Inferno's fire trike mode.
Oh, so amidst cute.
Yeah. I can help.
Ching, 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 ching.
A little bell on there.
Amidst a raging forest fire, Sparkplug sits inside Inferno's fire truck mode as it douses flames with a jet stream of water, joined by Hotspot's own fire truck mode. Nearby, Prowl, First Aid, and Streetwise are blasting the fire with extinguisher-like rifle cannons. Sparkplug.
Way to go, Inferno. We'll have this blaze out in no time.
Inferno.
I hope so, Sparkplug, but we can't let up or this thing will get out of hand.
Love it.
Hotspot.
Inferno's right. Keep it up, Protectobots. He's from Minnesota.
What? Keep it up, Derry. Oh, Protectobots.
Here we go.
First aid.
You got it, Hotspot.
Prowl.
Yeah, but where's our air support?
Yeah, where are the cool guys?
Panel 2, exterior. The skies over Forest Park, Oregon. Afternoon. Powerglide in jet mode. Tracks in flying car mode. And blades in helicopter mode. Zoom over the forest fire to dump water on it from high above. Powerglide.
Hey, did someone say air support?
Tracks.
Hold your hydro horses, Prowl. You just keep fighting that fire down there. We'll handle it from up here. After all, we can't all fly, can we?
I love it so much.
I'm a piece of shit.
Why am I so needlessly
shitty? He's a fucking car with wings.
Yeah. Did you notice,
he's
though?
He's a fucking car with wings.
Tracks didn't go to Cougar Dam. He's like, oh, yuck.
Panel 3, exterior, Forest Park, Oregon, afternoon. Prowl grumbles over his breath while continuing to fight the fire with Streetwise as Hotspot transforms into robot mode. Prowl.
If I had wings.
Hotspot.
Hold tight, I'm getting a transmission from Optimus Prime.
Don't you know? Nah.
I was in the Navy SEALs.
Optimus Prime emanating from Hotspot's wrist.
Protectobots, what is your status? Is the forest fire under control?
Nope. Panel 4. Close on Hotspot, now speaking into a communicator that has popped up from his forearm. Hotspot.
Roger that, Prime. We've got things under control here. Should be done and heading back to the Ark within the hour.
Optimus Prime from the communicator.
Excellent.
Panel 5, from the air, Trax transforms into robot mode to land on his feet beside Hotspot, Prowl, and Inferno, still in fire truck mode, with Sparkplug in its cab. Trax.
Fantastic. I'll be glad when this pedantic mission is over. All this soot is starting to stain my stunning finish.
Hotspot.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're nearly done here, Prime.
Page 9.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, fuck it.
Page 9, Panel 1. Interior, Ratchet's med bay. Red Alert and Ratchet face off against the three other bumblebees, two of them now appearing almost rabid and insecticon-like. Hotspot captioned.
But it'll be good to get back home.
Red alert.
What do we do, Ratchet?
Ratchet.
Man, just calm down. Like, keep calm, Red. We don't want to.
We should have been keep calm, Red, and carry on. There's your next APDC poster, Ryan.
I'll
commission it.
Panel two, one of the Insecticon-like bumblebees leap onto Ratchet, while the other pounces on Red Alert. Ratchet.
Panic!
Panel three, the original other bumblebee, the least insect-looking, steps back, unsure of himself, as Ratchet and Red Alert struggle with their opponents in the background. He grabs at his face as it begins to glow green, like before. Other bumblebee. Panel 4, close on the other bumblebee's face. It has become even more hideous and insect-like. His eyes are green, yet again, his fangs and horns have grown longer still, and what looks to be some kind of rust has begun to form around the edges of his face and beneath his eyes. Other bumblebee.
I'm so hungry.
Which is not inaccurate. I'm ready for some food.
I'm a big man. I need a big breakfast.
Here's a Hardee's meal. Panel 5, Red Alert fires a blast from his shoulder cannon that blows a hole right through the middle of his attacker. Red Alert.
I don't know what's going on, but I've had enough of this!
Panel 6, Red Alert fires a second blast from his shoulder cannon, this time destroying Ratchet's assailant. Red Alert.
Get off him, you hideous thing!
Ratchet.
Whoa. Thanks, Red. That was close.
Page 10, Panel 1. The other bumblebee is now enraged at the sight of his two destroyed clones smoking in ruins at the feet of Ratchet and Red Alert. Other bumblebee.
What? No!
Panel 2. The other bumblebee begins to short out again, glowing green as what look like spider legs begin to protrude from his back, like something from The Thing. Other bumblebee.
You pay for that!
Gremlins too.
Panel 3, wide shot. This time, five more clones spawn free of the other bumblebee as sparks flash around his grotesque... Jesus Christ. As sparks flash around his grotesque horns, screaming from a fang-filled maw. Other bumblebee.
Welcome to episode 14, the episode that killed Mike Sivert.
It might as well just read, just horrible noises.
Yeah.
Been doing it for 5 years and 300 episodes. Horrible noises. Listen to Mike Sivert Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Panel three, wide shot. This time, five more clones.
No, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, no. I lost my place. Panel four.
No, it's all good.
Panel 4, Ratchet and Red Alert turn to see that two more insectoid clones have now spawned from the remains of each of the ones Red Alert destroyed. This time, their colors include a hazy turquoise, a bruised mauve, a pale lime, and a sharp azure. Ratchet.
What the heck?
Red Alert.
Oh no!
Panel 5, both Ratchet and Red Alert are once again set upon by the creatures, overwhelming them both as the clones pile on. Red Alert.
Dag!
90% of Mike's lines are just screaming.
I want an edit of just all his lines put together.
Just a super cut.
Super cut.
Yeah, for the cut.
The agony of Mike Sivert.
Sting, yeah, just as a stinger at the end.
God.
Page 11, panel 1, exterior, Forest Park, Oregon, dusk. Caption, Forest Park. The forest fire has been completely extinguished. Smoke rises from the blackened trees as... I just had an image of the entire park burned down. I'm like, good job.
Mission accomplished.
We did it. We fucking did it, guys. Yeah. Man, we have all this water to spare.
The trees can't burn if there aren't any trees.
It's actually kind of very Golden Lagoon if you think about it from a certain angle.
Yeah.
We won. Yeah.
Poor Beachcomber.
Caption, Forest Park. The forest fire has been completely extinguished. Smoke rises from the blackened trees as Prowl, Inferno, Spark Plug, Trax, and First Aid stand admiring their handiwork. Behind them, Blades and Power Glide transform to robot mode to land in the distance. Spark Plug.
All right. We did it?
Question mark?
We're looking at a bunch of smoke and shit. I guess we won.
We're still standing.
Well, I don't know, man, about like the imagery and the way you phrased it, you know, stand admiring their handiwork. That's very Fahrenheit 451. It's like, are they the firemen? Are they setting the fires themselves?
A good literary reference, this, Mike.
Mm. Yeah, man.
I'm bringing this to the highbrow after all our dick and pussy jokes.
Oh, no.
Inferno.
Great work, everyone. Let's head back to HQ.
Panel 2, wide shot. Each Autobot is again in their alt mode, cruising away from the forest. Inferno with Spark Plug, Prowl, Hotspot, Streetwise, Groove, and First Aid drive across the countryside while Trax, Power Glide, and Blades fly above them. Trax.
I second that motion. I just want to go home.
Power Glide.
And away we go.
Fucking couple assholes right there.
Panel 3, exterior. Cougar Dam, Oregon, dusk. The party is about to start.
Yeah, when it gets a little bit blue.
The goddamn wall has been...
The dam wall has been completely repaired. Ironhide and Skids admire their work, while Spike and Carly watch Huffer and Brawn load Bumblebee's Volkswagen mode into the rear of Optimus Prime's trailer. Wheeljack is guiding them as though they were moving a piano. Ironhide.
All done, Prime.
Optimus Prime from his cab.
Excellent, Ironhide. Now let's get back to base and find out what's wrong with Bumblebee.
We waited long enough. Like, I guess, fuck it. We'll wait until we're done here and take him back then.
I'm not giving up my time with the Cougars.
Yeah. My time amongst the Cougars has changed me.
Wheeljack.
Don't worry, B. You'll be okay.
Panel 4, wide shot. Just like the Forest Fire Autobots, Optimus Prime's team now rolls out in their vehicle modes. Optimus Prime, with Spike and Carly in his cab, lead the way with Ironhide, while Skids, Huffer, Wheeljack, and Brawn follow close behind. Wheeljack.
Ratchet will get you patched up in no time.
Huffer.
Yeah, with Megatron and his goons behaving themselves lately.
Page 12, panel 1, interior. The Autobot Arc, a hallway. Ratchet and Red Alert race down a narrow corridor pursued by three Insecticon Bumblebee clones, their colors spanning the entire spectrum of the rainbow. I'm trying not to laugh.
Stop it.
Huffer captioned.
Things have been quiet for Ratchet.
Ratchet.
Go, Red, go. They're multiplying at will.
We're fucked.
All is lost.
Set a match and run away. We're done. It's like those memes you see, like somebody opens their closet and they see a tiny spider and they're like, fuck it, I have to
burn down the house.
Yep.
Panel 2, close on Red Alert as he dares to look back. Red Alert.
This is not happening! This is not happening!
Refusing.
Hey, one more. This is not happening!
Refusing to accept reality.
Here's one for you, Ryan. Panel 3.
Panel 3. Ratchet and Red Alert continue to flee as a horde of multicolored bumblebee clones chase them, like a scene from Gremlins when Billy and Kate escape the movie theater.
Wow. I love it.
Red Alert.
Run!
Panel 4. Interior. The Autobot Ark main control room. As Ratchet and Red Alert burst into the Ark's main control room, they are greeted by Jazz, Sideswipe, Sunstreaker, and Cliffjumper standing in front of Teletran 1. Ratchet.
Go, go, go!
Jazz.
Hey, what's all the hubbub, bub?
Cliffjumper.
You two look like you've seen a ghost.
It's Goomba Cliffjumper. Hey, I'll be back here tomorrow. You get my money.
Slap on the cheek.
Panel 5. With the open exit of the Ark now behind the Autobots, the swarm of now over a dozen Bumblebee clones rush toward them. Jazz, Sideswipe, and Sunstreaker have opened fire with their blasters, while Cliffjumper turns to Ratchet for an explanation. Red Alert has stepped back even further. Red Alert.
Not ghosts! Monsters!
Cliffjumper.
Whoa, what the heck are those things? Bumblebees, bumpers, bumble jumpers?
Nice. Ratchet.
I don't know, but we need to stop them.
Jazz.
You heard the doc. Let them have it.
Panel 6. With Sideswipe, Cliffjumper, and Jazz now battling the swarm behind him, Red Alert transforms to vehicle mode to speed off and seemingly abandon his friends by driving further into the Ark. Ratchet calls out to him to no avail. Ratchet.
Red, where are you going?
Page 13, Panel 1. Exterior. The entryway to the Ark. Early evening. Inferno, Sparkplug, and Prowl arrive at the Ark's entryway to find Huffer and Brawn removing Bumblebee's Volkswagen mode from the rear of Optimus Prime's trailer. Behind them, from the rear of Optimus Prime's trailer, like a stuck suppository, behind them, Ironhide explains things to Prowl while Wheeljack is calling out towards the Ark's entryway.
So, what I need you to do is shove Bumblebee way up his...
Come on. Come on, man.
Deeper.
Come on, Prowl.
Deeper.
Come on, I can take it.
Come on, Prowl. He's like, you're a cop. Be the cavity searches.
I'm not rereading that.
Poor Prowl.
Ironhide.
I don't know, Prowl. He just kind of collapsed.
Ratchet, we got a situation out here. That bled. Oh, let me do it again. Ratchet, we got a situation here.
Panel 2. Interior.
Hang on. You're right.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we broke him.
I know.
My head's just in a bad place, guys. Hang on.
We should put in some like intermission music here. Da na 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 na.
I haven't had a good laugh like that in a while. Fucking COVID.
Yep.
Okay. Panel 2, interior. Justin
Savage. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Do you need me to take over?
To go walk it off?
Yeah.
It's not even funny anymore.
Talk about the frayed edge of sand.
Oh, man.
I know. They're calling.
Interior, just inside the Ark's entrance. Wheeljack pops his head into the Ark. Wheeljack.
No, it's... Ratchet, I said...
Panel 3. Interior.
The Autobot Arc main control room. Splash panel over wheel check shoulder. I am holding this together by a thread.
You're doing great.
The swarm of bumblebee clones, now more insect-like than ever, has grown to easily 50. Scores of the creatures have begun to overwhelm Jazz, Sunstreaker, and Ratchet, while several more are eating into Teletran 1. Wheeljack.
Oh.
Panel.
I do like that. There has been a lack of destroying Teletran 1, if we want to keep in keeping with the G1 episodes. Teletran 1 doesn't get destroyed every other episode in your books, but...
Panel 4, interior, just inside the Ark's entrance. Optimus Prime has now joined Wheeljack inside the Ark's entrance. Wheeljack's hands are pressed to his head, yet the Autobot leader remains calm. Wheeljack...
We're gonna need a bigger arc. I love it. That's funny. I like Jaws too. It was a good movie.
Optimus Prime.
No, we won't. Autobots.
Page 14 and 15.
All right. Panel good luck.
Interior. The Autobot Arc main control room. God, this is a fucking wall of text.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it is.
Double page spread. The Autobots have engaged the swarm of bumblebee clones, each a multitude of colors with varying degrees of insectoid faces and body parts. Optimus Prime charges into the center of frame with Ironhide firing his ion blaster at one clone while punching away two others with his left fist. Ironhide smashes two clones, heads together like a pair of coconuts. Powerglide's jet mode can be seen flying through the air with two clones hanging off him as a third falls off to flail behind him, now blasted by Trax's flying car mode. In the left foreground, Huffer and Brawn are grappling with a pair of clones. In the right foreground, Sideswipe and Sunstreaker are back-to-back shooting their blasters at more clones. In the left background, Jazz shoots a clone off Clipjumper's back while Ratchet stands nearby with two more clinging to his shoulders. In the right background, Inferno blasts three clones with water from his gun hand as Skids and Prowl defend Wheeljack, sitting up from the floor from two more. Optimus Prime.
Attack!
Thanks for that break.
Yeah,
well done, Yoshi.
Jesus.
That is quite the tableau. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the artist drawing that. In the future, if the artist drawing that is listening to this, we're so sorry.
It's two pages.
We gave you two pages.
You got room. Fucking do it.
Wow.
You want to draw it, Ryan?
Fucking do it, you fucking piece of shit. Paying you.
Just draw what I said, you pencil monkey.
Yeah. And you get to pay me for the exposure.
Yeah.
That's how this works, right? Also, tableau.
Mm-hmm. Page 16, panel 1. The Protectobots have formed Defensor. He battles a dozen or so clones, each of them scurrying about his body, up his arms, and biting into his legs. Defensor.
Ouch. These things don't know when to quit.
Panel 2. Ironhide delivers a fearsome right hook into one unfortunate clone as Skids unloads his twin laser pistols into two more. Ironhide.
I'll say, they're easy to knock down, but there's just so many of them.
Panel 3. Three more clones three more clones form from the wreck of a separate clone to threaten Skids and Ironhide once more. Ironhide.
And they don't stay down.
Is this a junkie on situation?
I really wish we had Springer for this one. It's easy to knock them down. It's getting them to stay down.
And that's the trick.
Yeah.
Anyway, panel 4.
We got Optimus Springer coming Prime. Up.
Okay. Optimus Prime fires his ion blaster waywardly into the air as six clones attack him, almost covering his upper torso. Beside him, Sunstreaker has blown the head off one clone clean,
blown the head off one clone clean off, while Cliffjumper is trapped beneath a comical pile of creatures. Optimus Prime.
Ugh, I fear you're right, old friend. These creatures are starting to overwhelm us.
Cliffjumper.
We need more help.
Very defeated, Cliffjumper. Very
yep.
good. Panel 5, interior. Further into the arc. Red Alert runs through one of the arc's main hallways. Red Alert.
Almost there! I never thought I'd do this, but we need all the help we can get!
Panel 6. Red Alert reaches a closed, wall-like door, pressing his hand to its digital control pad. Red Alert.
Made it! Come on, big guys! We need you!
Page 17. The microbots jump under... Page 17, panel 1, interior. The Autobot Arc, main control room. Splash panel. In the foreground, Ratchet looks over his shoulder as Red Alert returns to the main control room, accompanied by the Dinobots, Grimlock, Slag, Swoop, Sludge, and Snarl, all in dino mode. Ratchet.
Red, you're back.
Red Alert.
And I brought reinforcements.
Grimlock.
Me, Grimlock, want to munch metal.
Panel 2, Grimlock bites into a group of 5 Bumblebee clones, while Slag torches 4 more with his fire breath. Panel 3. Swoop dive bombs. Sorry, I didn't realize I was still reading. Panel 3, Swoop dive bombs 2 Bumblebee clones with his wing missiles, as Sludge and Snarl, each in their robot mode, tear several clones apart with their bare hands. Snarl.
Puny things, no match for Snarl.
Sludge.
No match for Sludge, neither.
Big Sludge.
This Big Sludge, I'm going to Cougar Dam or whatever the shit it was. Yeah.
Panel 4, Trax, Huffer, and Skids continue to battle the Bumblebee clones, blasting several of them with laser fire. Trax.
Oh, these things are disgusting.
Brawn.
And they keep on coming.
Just like Cougar did. Huffer.
Yeah. Wait, no.
I concur.
Yeah, and I don't know how much longer we can hold out.
Page 18, panel 1, interior. Just inside the Ark's entrance, Ratchet and Wheeljack turn to see the real Bumblebee, accompanied by Spike, Carly, and Sparkplug, stagger into the Ark's entryway. Bumblebee.
Hey! What's going on?
Spike. Careful, Bee! You need to rest! Panel 2. Optimus Prime moves into frame behind Ratchet and Wheeljack as Bumblebee approaches them. Bumblebee.
How could this be happening? I mean... I got hit by the Insecticon's clone beam back at the mall, but this is another level.
Wheeljack.
Clone beam? Oh, man. So that's how...
Ratchet.
It all makes sense now. The residue of that Insecticon ray must have been deep wired within the other Bumblebee. When I connected them to my new rejuvenation technology, it must have triggered the duplication process.
Optimus Prime.
So that's what's wrong with you, Bumblebee. Parts of you have been copied over into those mindless creatures.
Execute him?
Mm-hmm. Blow his fucking head off right now.
Panel 3. Optimus Prime looks back into the Ark to see Jazz and Brawn under siege by 4 more Bumblebee clones. Ratchet raises a finger to interject his leader's thoughts. Optimus Prime.
But now I believe you must leave, Bumblebee. In your weakened condition, this is no place for you.
Ratchet.
Actually, Prime, it might be the perfect place.
Like, don't question me, motherfucker.
Get, you leave too.
I will fucking end
that's
you.
Right, that's how we got...
I will tear your face off.
That's how we got shuttle duty in the movie.
Panel 4, positioned between Optimus Prime and Bumblebee, Ratchet explains. Ratchet.
That original clone of Bumblebee keeps emitting some kind of energy discharge, almost as though it needs some kind of counterpart charge to complete its cycle.
It's all right.
If we can get our Bumblebee close enough to it, he might neutralize this energy discharge and reverse this whole process.
Bumblebee.
Well, I don't know if I understood any of that, Doc, but I'm willing to give it a try.
You can't just walk into a store and buy plutonium. Did you rip that off?
Optimus Prime.
I don't know, Bumblebee. We can't risk your safety on a hunch.
Panel 5, Optimus Prime stands with Wheeljack as Bumblebee pleads his case. In the foreground, Ratchet points off panel. Bumblebee.
Optimus, I've got to try. If it will end this madness, I'm willing to take the risk.
Wheeljack.
The only problem is, how do we find the original clone?
Ratchet.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, Andy.
It's red alert. That's what plays in red alert's car when he drives down the road.
Panel 6. Ratchet's point of view. In the middle of the Ark's control room with Skids and Ironhide fighting off clones behind him, red alert has been set upon by the original other Bumblebee, complete with signature green eyes. His spidery legs now pinning red alert to the floor. Ratchet. Off panel.
There it is.
Red alert.
Ah, get it off, get it off, get it off, get it off!
Other Bumblebee. Page 19, panel 1. Bumblebee runs to the background of the frame and towards red alert and the other Bumblebee, who has started to short out once again. Bumblebee.
Hold on, Red! I'm coming!
Just got back from Cougar Dam.
We're all 12 years old.
Yep.
It's gonna happen, Red. It's gonna happen.
I became a man.
Panel 2. Still short.
If it's shorting, not shooting.
Still short. Still shorting out with sparks flashing around his horns, the other Bumblebee looks up from red alert to see Bumblebee approaching. Other Bumblebee.
Yeah?
Bumblebee.
Hey, Ugly! Let's dance!
Panel 3. Bumblebee tackles his clone to free red alert, creating a green force field-like energy dome around them both. Bumblebee.
I hope this works!
Panel 4. Still surrounded by the vivid green energy, both Bumblebees begin to morph together into one being. Bumblebee.
I think it's working.
Panel 5. Huffer, Prowl, and Inferno watch as a nearby trio of clones fall down, shooting sparks from their eyes as smoke explodes from their mouths. Gross. Prowl.
Hey, what the?
I hope smoke doesn't explode from my mouth one day.
I hope that never happens.
Oh, you fucking beat me too.
Never happens to me.
That looks terrible. That doesn't happen to me.
What's happening now? Don't tell me they can catch fire too.
Inferno.
I don't think so, Huffer, you little fuck. I think we're winning. America!
I'm glad you're dead.
Fucking glad you're dead, piece of shit!
Mike's full of beans today.
Yeah. He is.
In his defense, it's been two Mike Heavy comics.
It's true.
It's true.
The Swarm of Cybots. Cybertrons. Whatever you call
it. Swarm of Cybertrons, I like
it.
Panel 6, Bird's Eye View, Red Alert, Ratchet, Optimus Prime, Power Glide, Sunstreaker, and Skids stand in a circle surrounded by deactivated smoking husks of Bumblebee clones. Power Glide.
Hey, I think he's right.
Red Alert.
Is that it? Is it really over?
Bumblebee off panel.
Yep.
Page 20, panel 1, Hero Shot. Bumblebee stands proud, completely regenerated and looking better than ever. Bumblebee.
Sans pants. It's over, all right.
Panel 2, wide shot. Optimus Prime has knelt down to congratulate Bumblebee, who now stands with Spike, Carly, and Sparkplug. Behind them, Grimlock, Trax, and Huffer survey their surroundings and the encompassing mass of deactivated Bumblebee clones. Optimus Prime.
You did it, Bumblebee. You saved us all and the Ark.
Spike. We knew you could do it, Bumblebee. Huffer.
Yeah, wonderful. But who's going to clean up this mess?
Grumpy cat.
Don't look at me. I have a prior engagement.
Grimlock.
Yeah, me, Grimlock, have prior engagement too.
Panel 3, Ratchet stands beside Bumblebee while Wheeljack scratches his head in the background, trying to figure out what went wrong. Ratchet.
I'd still like to run some tests on you, Bumblebee, and make sure you're completely back to normal, but don't worry. We'll use my old repair technology.
Bumblebee.
Ha ha! Sounds good to me, Ratchet.
He's very chipper.
Yeah.
Panel 4, Optimus Prime stands with Inferno, Red Alert, and Ratchet as Bumblebee, Spike, Carly, and Sparkplug stand before them at their feet. Sparkplug.
I still can't believe this place was filled with a swarm of bumblebees.
Spike.
Me neither, Dad. I love you. Me neither, Dad. We love you, Bumblebee. Just not a horde of vicious versions of you.
Great.
Optimus Prime.
Indeed. It would seem there can be too much of a good thing.
Also, too much of a bumblebee, I guess.
Yes.
It's not really a good thing. I don't want to go off on a whole tangent here, but...
Clean up this mess.
We didn't have one Autobot squish one bumblebee like a bug that whole fight. Which sounded better in my head before I said it.
No.
Panel 5. Inferno turns away from the others to follow Red Alert, who seems troubled. Inferno.
Ha ha! I guess everything's okay now, right, Red? Nothing more to worry about.
Red Alert.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. Right.
Panel 6. Close on Red Alert, whose paranoid horns have lit up with a whirring blue light. Red Alert.
Nothing to worry about at all.
The end.
The end.
The end. The end.
So I got a question for you guys before we wrap up. So the multicolored bumblebees, I was wondering what the inspiration for that was, and maybe if that had anything to do with like the various variants of like the mini bots, like, you know, like they're like in South America, they had like a half dozen different colorations. I don't remember if Bumblebee was one of them, but I know like Cliff Jumper and Bumper and Bubble Jumper and all of them. I was wondering if we could talk about that for a hot sec.
Well, that was
no. That...
Strike that from the record.
Only if we can make dick and pussy jokes. No, that's why we put the line in with it's like, what the hell are these things? Like bumpers, bumble jumpers, whatever. Yeah. Well, you know, because all of the fan nods to all of those. But yeah, we sort of thought like, well, yeah. It's you have like hubcap and yeah, like the yellow cliff jumper and red bumblebees and all that. And then there's a few others as well that they've brought out over the years. Like I think Glyph is a character that's blue. That's like a blue bumblebee and stuff like that. So yeah. And we might see some other sort of colored variants of what Bumblebee would, you know, his toy and stuff as characters in some upcoming scripts as well. But yeah, we thought, well, we can't sort of have a whole swarm of bumblebees and sort of not mention it. Like, that's what we thought. Originally, we were thinking, like, is this a way we could bring in, like, Hubcap or something? Like, is Hubcap kind of the evil twin of Bumblebee or something? Where then we were like, ah, let's just do a whole heap of them, because then we could kill them all.
Yeah.
And freak Red
Alert. Fairly graphically.
And freak Red Alert the fuck out. It's like...
It's
good stuff.
I do like, this is not a dig at all, Mike, but I do love how no matter what podcast you're on, you turn into an interviewer at some point.
Oh, you're right. I totally slip into it.
Hey, you got to keep those Cybertronians happy.
God damn it. You're not wrong, though.
No, that's right. I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
So I want to thank you guys for joining us, for bringing this issue to life. Ryan, tell the good folks what you're up to, what links they should click on that I include in the show notes. How's your mom doing?
She's
hanging out at Cougar Dam.
What do you know? Yeah, thanks. No, I appreciate you having me on. Along with my friend Aaron and Caleb, we do the Autobot Decepticast, which we did originally a minute-by-minute podcast of the 1986 classic Transformers movie, 1 minute at a time. Every episode was 1 minute of the movie, and then we transitioned. We did some G.I. Joe movie, about 10 minutes at a time, and now we're on to doing the episodes of the G1 cartoon. We're in season two. Depending on when this drops, we just wrapped our December 20th is our holiday episode that's dropping. If you liked this at all, if you liked my all the funny voices that I did, I did some fun things on that one with some skits that we enjoyed. And so you can find us. All of our things are at APODcast, and our website is at autopoddecepticast.com. Check it out. You will like it.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Cougar Dam.
Kick ass, Ryan. We seriously appreciate you helping us out. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Mr. Mike Seibert.
Yes.
Tell the good people, the good folks, how to not only download and listen to your show, but to have it on repeat.
All right. Very good. Well, first of all, again, not only thank you so much for having me back on and for having me be part of this fun project. Guys, this is a ton of fun. It's way more fun than it has any right to be. But I also want to thank, you know, you and Greg for writing these great stories and for bringing this project to life. It's a lot of fun for a lot of folks. So first, I want to start by thanking you guys. But you can listen to my podcast, if you want to hear more of this, my show is called Mike Seibert Radio, and the spelling on that is S-E-I-B-E-R-T, and you can listen to it on pretty much every podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, or wherever. I've got just over 300 episodes and 5 years worth of content for you to go check out. I also do a live stream on Monday nights. I call it the After Hours live stream because I do it after I get off work. That starts right around 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That will be streaming on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook Live, and we talk about stuff and things. I do artist interviews with independent artists, like we were talking about earlier in the show. And I also want to steer you towards Icon Online 2021, Where All Are One. It is a non-for-profit online streaming Transformers fan convention that is going to be happening at the end of January, January 30th and 31st. I am involved with that, along with a scrappy and passionate group of other Transformers fan creators, fan fiction writers, artists, and whatnot. And it's a brand new online convention focusing on inclusion and diversity of fan related content. And you can follow them on social media at Icon Online on pretty much all of the social platforms, on the Twitter and the Twitch and the Tumblr and the Facebooks and the Instagrams. And I've had members of the organization team for Icon Online on my show and on the live stream. So you could check out those episodes as well to kind of get a flavor of what we've got cooking for you. But yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun, and I'm hoping by the time that this episode of Transformers Reanimated drops, we will be able to announce some super cool things that we have. As of this recording, we've got some really cool submissions for panels in Artist Alley, but we haven't solidified things, so if I announce something now, it would be premature. But I have been having some really cool conversations with some really great folks in the fandom that are passionate about these robots in disguise. So just keep an eye on the Icon Online social channels, as well as you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all of those at Mike Seibert Radio. And again, the spelling on that is SEIBERT. And yeah, I'm just happening to look at my catalog of shows. Like, I've had all of you guys on my podcast at one point or another. Greg and Caleb from Autopod Decepticast were on my show recently to talk about the Road Warrior, as well as the Ronin character archetype discussion. That was a really fun one. And if you want to hear Caleb take us to school, where me and Greg shut up for like 10 minutes straight, it was just a really fun conversation. And I've got some other cool stuff out there as well. But again, Mike Seibert Radio, it's a ton of fun. And again, thank you so much for doing this project and for thinking of me and including me in the process.
Dude, it's so much fun. And this episode really shows that I was laughing out uncontrollably. That's it. That's just awesome. I just love that. So thank you. Greg, do you have anything you'd like to talk about?
No, just the usual. I'll plug Unfunny Nerd Tangent. There's another podcast I do where we talk about TV shows and movies. But yeah, thanks to Mike and Ryan for coming on again and helping us do our silly little thing. It's been a lot of fun. And then thanks to anyone that's listening, because we do get quite a lot of good feedback from listeners and readers and stuff like that. So most people seem to be enjoying what we're doing. So, yeah, thanks very much.
Cool. Well, I'm Yoshi.
I will say just one other thing. I have to say I hate you a little bit, Yoshi, for putting me first before Mike, who said all those nice things about you and then was like laid out exactly where his podcast can be listened to. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have said all those things. And I just feel like a big piece of shit. So thanks for that.
That's not
why. Please to aim. It's kind of my thing.
Ryan, we love you. You're fine.
You're fine.
I have your art. I'm awesome.
You're perfectly adequate. You'll do,
yeah,
Ryan.
Seriously, yeah.
We'll keep
that.
You around.
I love
we'll
doing these around. Things, and I look forward to maybe doing another cover for you guys in the next year.
Groovy.
Could we be that far ahead, Greg?
What's that?
I said, could we be that far ahead?
Oh, really? It's almost like we've got like 20-odd scripts sitting there waiting to go, ready to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, but you can't. So, you couldn't possibly
I'm
have
Yoshi.
It ready.
This has been the Transformers Reanimated Podcast. Thank you all for listening in. Clickable links to all of these gentlemen's everything is down below. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Good night.